Chapter 1.
1. And it happened in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Chebar, the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of Elohim. 2. On the 5th of the month, the 5th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin the king. 3. Coming the word of Yahweh existing, came to pass to Ezekiel the son of Buzi, the priest, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Chebar. And there the hand of Yahweh was on him. 4. And I looked, and behold, a windstorm came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire flashing itself, and a brightness to it all around. And out of its midst, like the color of polished bronze it came, out of the midst of the fire. 5. Also from its midst came the likeness of 4 living creatures. And this was how they looked, they had the likeness of a man. 6. And 4 faces were to each, and 4 wings to each of them. 7. And their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet like the sole of a calf's foot. And they sparkled like the color of burnished bronze.
8. And the hands of a man extended from under their wings on their 4 sides, and their faces and their wings were to the 4 of them. 9. Joining each one to the other by their wings. They did not turn in their going, each one went toward the front of their face. 10. And the likeness of their faces, the face of a man, and the face of a lion, on the right side to the 4 of them, and the face of an ox on the left to the 4 of them, and the face of an eagle to the 4 of them. 11. So their faces were, and their wings were spread upward, to each, the 2 wings were joined, and 2 wings of each covering their bodies. 12. And each went toward the front of their faces, to where the Spirit was to go, there they went. They did not turn in their going. 13. And the likeness of the living creatures, they appeared like coals of burning fire, like the appearance of torches. It was continually circling among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. 14. And the living creatures kept running and returning, like the appearance of a flash of lightning. 15. And I looked at the living creatures, and, behold, one wheel was on the earth beside the living creatures, with the 4 of its faces. 16. The appearance of the wheels and their workmanship was like the color of beryl, and the one likeness was to the 4 of them, and their appearance and their workmanship was like the wheel in the middle of the wheel. 17. They went on the 4 of their sides in their going, they did not turn in their going. 18. And also their rims were high to them, even awesome to them, and their rims were full of eyes all around the 4 of them. 19. And in the going of the living creatures the wheels went beside them, and in the lifting up of the living creatures from on the earth, the wheels were lifted up. 20. There where the Spirit was to go, there they went. There their Spirit was to go, and the wheels were lifted up along with them. For the Spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. 21. In their going, these went, and in their standing still, these stood still, and in their being lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up along with them. For the Spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. 22. And a likeness was over the heads of the living creature, an expanse like the color of awesome crystal, stretched out over their heads from above. 23. And under the expanse their wings were straight, the one toward the other, to each, 2 wings covering on this side, and to each 2 covering on that side of their bodies. 24. And I heard the sound of their wings like the sound of great waters, like the voice of the Almighty. In their going was the sound of tumult, like the sound of an army. In their standing still, they let down their wings.
25. And there was a voice from the expanse that was over their heads. In their standing still, they let down their wings. 26. And from above the expanse that was over their heads was an appearance like a stone of lapis sapphire, the likeness of a throne. And on the likeness of the throne was a likeness an appearance like a man on it from above. 27. And I saw him, like the color of polished bronze, looking like fire within it all around. From the appearance of his loins and upward, and from the appearance of his loins and downward, I saw him looking like fire, and brightness to it all around. 28. As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of the rain, so appeared the brightness all around. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Yahweh. And I saw, and I fell on my face, and I heard a voice of one speaking.
Chapter 2.
1. And he said to me, Son of man, stand on your feet, and I will speak to you. 2. And the Spirit entered into me as he spoke to me, and he made me stand on my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. 3. And he said to me, Son of man, I am sending you to the sons of Israel, to the nations, the rebelling ones who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this day. 4. And the sons are stiff of face and hard of heart. I am sending you to them. And you shall say to them, So says Adonai Yahweh. 5. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, yea, they shall know that a prophet has been among them. 6. And you, son of man, do not be afraid of them and of their words. Do not be afraid, though briars and thorns are with you, and though you are living among scorpions. Do not be afraid of their words, and do not be frightened by their faces, though they are a house of rebellion. 7. And you shall speak my words to them, whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear, for they are rebellious. 8. But you, son of man, hear what I am saying to you. Do not be like that rebellious house of rebellion. Open your mouth and eat what I am giving to you. 9. And I looked, and behold, a hand was extended to me. And behold, a roll of a book was in it. 10. And he spread it before me, and it was written on the face and the back. And written on it were weepings, and mourning, and woe.
Chapter 3.
1. And he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find. Eat this roll, and go speak to the house of Israel. 2. So I opened my mouth, and he made me eat that roll. 3. And he said to me, Son of man, make your belly eat, and fill your bowels with the roll, this that I give to you. And I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey for sweetness. 4. And he said to me, Son of man, go. Come to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. 5. For you are not sent to a people of deep lip and difficult of language, but to the house of Israel. 6. Not to many peoples of deep lip and of a difficult language, whose words you cannot hear. If I had sent you to them, they would have listened to you. 7. But the house of Israel is not willing to listen to you, for they are not willing to listen to me, for all the house of Israel are strong at forehead and hard of heart. 8. Behold, I have made your face strong over against their faces, and your forehead strong over against their foreheads. 9. I have made your forehead as an adamant harder than flint. Do not fear them, and do not be frightened by their faces, though they are a house of rebellion. 10. And he said to me, Son of man, all my words which I speak to you, receive into your heart, and hear with your ears. 11. And go. Come to the exiles, to the sons of your people, and speak to them, and say to them, So says Adonai Yahweh, whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear. 12. And the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard behind me a sound of a great tumult, saying, Blessed be the glory of Yahweh from his place. 13. And there was the sound of the wings of the living creatures touching each one to the other, and the sound of the wheels along with them, and the sound of a great tumult. 14. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me, and I went bitterly in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of Yahweh was strong upon me. 15. Then I came to the exiles at Tel Aviv, those dwelling by the river Chebar. And I sat there where they were sitting. I also dwelt there 7 days, being appalled among them. 16. And it happened at the end of the 7 days, even it happened that the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, 17. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. And hear the word of my mouth, and warn them from me. 18. In my saying to the wicked, Surely you shall die, and you do not warn him, and you do not speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, he, the wicked, shall die in his iniquity. but I will require his blood at your hand. 19. And you, because you have warned the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his way, he, the wicked, shall die in his iniquity. But you have delivered your soul. 20. And when the righteous turns from his righteousness and does injustice, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Since you have not warned him, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered. But I will require his blood at your hand. 21. But you, because you warned him, the righteous, so that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, surely he shall live because he is warned. And you have delivered your soul. 22. And the hand of Yahweh was on me there. And he said to me, Arise, go forth into the plain, and I will speak with you there. 23. And I rose up and went forth into the plain. And, behold, there the glory of Yahweh was standing, like the glory which I saw by the river Chebar. And I fell on my face. 24. And the Spirit entered into me and stood me on my feet and spoke with me. And he said to me, Come, shut yourself within your house. 25. But you, son of man, behold, they shall put on you cords and shall bind you with them, and you shall not go out among them. 26. And I will make your tongue cling to your palate, and you shall be dumb. And there shall not be to them a reproving man. For they are a rebellious house. 27. But in my speaking with you, I will open your mouth, and you shall say to them, So says Adonai Yahweh. He who hears, let him hear, and he rejects, let him reject. For they are a rebellious house.
Chapter 4.
1. And you, son of man, take a brick to yourself, and lay it before you, and engrave on it a city, Jerusalem. 2. And lay a siege on it, and build a fort on it, and pour out a ramp on it. And place a camp on it, and set battering rams all around on it.
3. And you, take a girdle of iron to yourself, and place it as a wall of iron between you and the city, and place your face against it, and it shall be under siege, and thrust upon it. It is a sign to the house of Israel. 4. And you, lie down on your left side, and lay the iniquity of the house of Israel on it. The number of the days that you shall lie down on it, you shall bear their iniquity. 5. For I have laid on you the years of their iniquity, according to the number of days, 390 days. And you shall bear the house of Israel's iniquity. 6. And when you complete them, even lie on your right side, the second, and you shall bear the house of Judah's iniquity 40 days, a day for a year. I have given it for you, a day for a year.
7. And you shall set your face toward the siege of Jerusalem, and your arm bared, and you shall prophesy over it. 8. And, behold, I will put cords on you, and you cannot turn from your side to your other side until you have completed the days of your siege.
9. And you, take to yourself wheat, and barley, and beans, and lentils, and millet, and spelt, and place them in a single vessel, and make them for yourself into bread, to the number of days that you are lying on your side. You shall eat it 390 days. 10. And your food which you shall eat shall be by weight, 20 shekels a day. From time to time you shall eat it.
11. And you shall drink water by measure, the sixth part of a hin. From time to time you shall drink. 12. And you shall eat cakes of barley, and you shall bake it with dung of the excrement of man, in their sight. 13. And Yahweh said, Even so the sons of Israel shall eat their defiled bread among the nations there where I will drive them. 14. Then I said, Adonai Yahweh, Behold, my soul has not been defiled. I have not even eaten a carcass or a torn animal, from my youth even until now. An unclean flesh has not come into my mouth. 15. Then he said to me, See, I have given to you the dung of cattle in place of the dung of man. And you shall make bread over it.
16. And he said to me, Son of man, behold, I am breaking the staff of bread in Jerusalem, and they shall eat bread by weight, and with anxiety, and they shall drink water by measure, and in horror, 17, because they will lack bread and water, and each one be stunned with his brother, and they will waste away in their iniquity.
Chapter 5
1. And you, son of man, take to yourself a sharp sword, the razor of a barber, take it to yourself and make it pass over your head and over your beard, and take to yourself scales to weigh, and to divide them out.
2. You shall burn a third part in the fire, in the midst of the city, when the days of the siege are fulfilled. And you shall take the third part and beat with a sword all around it. And you shall scatter the third part into the wind, and I will draw out a sword after them. 3. Also you shall take from there a few in number and bind them in your skirts. 4. And take from them again, and throw them into the middle of the fire and burn them in the fire. From it shall come forth a fire unto all the house of Israel. 5. So says Adonai Yahweh, this is Jerusalem. I have set her in the midst of the nations, and all around her are the lands. 6. And she has changed my judgments for wickedness more than the nations, and defiled my Torah more than the lands that are all around her. For they have rejected my judgments and my Torah, they have not walked in them. 7. Therefore, so says Adonai Yahweh, because you rebelled more than the nations that are all around you, not having walked in my statutes, and not having performed my judgments, and you have not done according to the judgments of the nations all around you. 8. Therefore, so says Adonai Yahweh, behold, I, even I am against you, and will execute judgments in your midst in the sight of the nations. 9. And I will do in you that which I have not done, and which I will not do the like again, for all your abominations. 10. Therefore, the fathers shall eat the sons in your midst, and the sons shall eat their fathers. And I will execute judgments against you, and I will scatter the whole remnant of you into every wind.
11. Therefore, as I live, says Adonai Yahweh, surely because you have defiled my sanctuary with all your idolatries and with all your abominations, so I also will withdraw, and my eye shall not spare, and I will not have pity. 12. A third part of you shall die by the plague and shall be consumed by the famine in your midst, and a third part shall fall by the sword all around you, and a third part one will scatter into every wind, and I will draw out a sword after them. 13. And my anger shall be spent, and I will make my fury rest on them, and I will be eased, and they shall know that I, Yahweh, have spoken in my zeal, in my fulfilling my fury among them.
14. And I will make you into a waste and a reproach among the nations that are around you, in the eyes of all who pass by.
15. And it shall be a reproach and a taunt, an example and a horror, to the nations which are all around you, when I shall execute against you judgments in anger and in fury and in chastisements among them. I, Yahweh, have spoken it. 16. When I shall send the arrows of evil famine among them, which shall be for ruin, for which I will send them to destroy you, even I will increase the famine on you and break the staff of bread to you. 17. Yea, I will send famine and evil beasts on you, and you will be bereaved, and pestilence and blood shall pass among you, and I shall bring a sword on you. I, Yahweh, have spoken.
Chapter 6
1. And it happened, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, 2. Son of man, set your face towards the mountains of Israel and prophesy against them. 3. And say, mountains of Israel, hear the word of Adonai Yahweh. So says Adonai Yahweh to the mountains, and to the hills, to the ravines, and to the valleys, behold, I, even I will bring a sword on you, and I will destroy your high places. 4. And your altars shall be ruined, and your pillars shall be broken. And I will cast down your slain before your idols. 5. And I will put the dead bodies of the sons of Israel before their idols, and I will scatter your bones around your altars. 6. In all your dwelling places the cities shall be laid waste, and the high places shall be deserted, so that your altars may be laid waste and become guilty, and that your idols may be broken and brought to an end, and your pillars may be cut down, and your works wiped out. 7. And the slain shall fall in your midst, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. 8. Yet I will leave the remainder, so that may be left to you those who escape the sword among the nations, in your scattering among the lands. 9. And those who escape shall remember me among the nations where they will be made captive, because I was broken by their whoring heart which is turned away from me, and by their whoring eyes which go after their idols. And they shall loathe against their faces for the evils which they have done in all their abominations. 10. And they shall know that I am Yahweh, and not in vain have I said to do this evil to them. 11. So says Adonai Yahweh, strike with your hand, and stamp with your foot, and say, Alas, for all the evil abominations of the house of Israel! For they shall fall by the sword, by the famine, and by the plague. 12. He who is far off shall die by the plague, and he who is near shall fall by the sword, and he who remains and is besieged shall die by the famine. So I will fulfill my fury on them. 13. And you shall know that I am Yahweh when their slain shall be in the midst of their idols all around their altars, on every high hill, in all the tops of the mountains, and under every green tree, and under every leafy oak. 14. And I will stretch out my hand on them and make the land a desolation even more desolate than the desert toward Dibleth, in all their dwelling places. And they shall know that I am Yahweh.
Chapter 7.
1. And it happened, the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 2. And you, son of man, so says Adonai Yahweh to the ground of Israel, an end. The end has come on the four corners of the earth. 3. The end is now on you, and I will send my anger on you and will judge you according to your ways and will lay on you all your abominations. 4. And my eye shall not spare you, and I will not have pity. But I will lay your ways on you, and your abominations shall be in your midst, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. 5. So says Adonai Yahweh, an evil. An only evil. Behold, it has come. 6. An end has come, the end has come. It has awakened against you, behold, it has come. 7. The encirclement has come to you, O dwellers of the earth. The time has come, the day of tumult is near, and not a shout of the hills. 8. I will soon pour out my fury on you and fulfill my anger on you. And I will judge you according to your ways and will put on you all your abominations.
9. And my eye shall not spare, and I will not have pity. I will put on you according to your ways and your abominations that are in your midst, and you shall know that I am Yahweh who strikes. 10. Behold the day, behold, it has come, the encirclement has gone out, the rod has blossomed, and pride has budded. 11. Violence has risen for a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain, even none of their multitude, and none of their riches, and none lamenting among them. 12. The time has come, the day has arrived. Do not let the buyer rejoice, and do not let the sellers mourn, for wrath is on all her multitude.
13. For the seller shall not return to that which is sold, although they still are among the living, and a man shall not hold his life strong in his iniquity. 14. They have blown the trumpet, even to make all ready, but no one goes to the battle, for my wrath is on all her multitude. 15. The sword is outside, and the plague, and the famine are inside. He who is in the field shall die with the sword. And he who is in the city, famine and plague shall devour him. 16. But if their fugitives shall escape, then they shall be on the mountains like doves of the valleys, all of them mourning, each for his iniquity. 17. All hands shall be feeble, and all knees shall go as water. 18. They shall also gird on sackcloth, and trembling shall cover them. And shame shall be on all faces, and baldness on all heads. 19. They shall throw their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be an impure thing. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of Yahweh. They shall not satisfy their soul, and they shall not fill their bowels, for their iniquity has become a stumbling block for them. 20. And the beauty of his ornament, he set it in majesty. But they made it the images of their abominations, and of their hateful things. Therefore, I have put it to them as an impure thing. 21. And I will also give it into the hand of the strangers for a prize, and to the wicked of the earth for a spoil. And they shall defile it. 22. I also will turn my face from them, and they shall defile my hidden place. And violent ones shall enter into it and defile it. 23. Take the chain, for the land is full of bloody judgments, and the city is full of violence. 24. And I will bring the most evil of the nations, and they shall possess their houses. And I will make cease the pomp of the strong ones, and their set apart places shall be defiled. 25. Anguish comes. And they shall seek peace, but none shall be. 26. Disaster on disaster shall come, and rumor to rumor shall be. And they shall seek a vision from the prophet, but the Torah shall perish from the priest, and counsel from the elders. 27. The king shall mourn, and the ruler shall be clothed with despair. And the hands of the people of the land shall be terrified. According to their way, I will do to them, and according to their judgments, I will judge them. And they shall know that I am Yahweh.
Chapter 8.
1. And it was in the sixth year, in the sixth month, on the fifth of the month, I was sitting in my house. And the elders of Judah were sitting before me. And the hand of Adonai Yahweh fell on me there. 2. And I looked, and behold, a likeness as the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his loins and downward, like fire, and from his loins and upward, as the appearance of brightness, like the color of polished bronze. 3. And he put forth the form of a hand and took me by a lock of my head. And the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heavens and brought me to Jerusalem, to the opening of the inner gate facing north, where there was a seat of the image of jealousy, which causes jealousy. 4. And, behold, the glory of the Elohim of Israel was there, like the appearance which I saw in the plain. 5. And he said to me, Son of man, lift up your eyes now to the way of the north. So I lifted up my eyes the way of the north, and, behold, from the north, at the gate of the altar, was this image of jealousy at the entrance. 6. And he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing, the great abominations which the house of Israel is doing here, that I should be far from my sanctuary? But you turn back and you shall see greater abominations. 7. And he brought me to the opening of the court. And I looked, and, behold, a single hole in the wall. 8. And he said to me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And I dug in the wall, and, behold, an opening. 9. And he said to me, Go in and see the evil abominations that they are doing here. 10. And I went in and looked. And, behold, every form of creeping thing, and hateful beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel were carved on the wall all around. 11. And 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel, and Yaazaniah, the son of Shephan, were standing among them. These were standing among them, and each man with a censer in his hand, and the odor of the cloud of incense rising. 12. And he said to me, Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel are doing in the dark, each man in the rooms of his image? For they are saying, Yahweh does not see us, Yahweh has forsaken the earth. 13. And he said to me, You turn back again, and you shall see greater abominations which they are doing. 14. And he brought me to the opening of the gate of the house of Yahweh, toward the north. And, behold, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz. 15. And he said to me, Have you seen, son of man? You turn again and you shall see greater abominations than these. 16. And he brought me into the inner court of the house of Yahweh. And, behold, at the opening of the sanctuary of Yahweh, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs to the sanctuary of Yahweh, and their faces eastward. And they bowed themselves eastward to the sun. 17. And he said to me, Son of man, have you seen? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah from doing the abominations which they do here? For they have filled the land with violence and have returned to provoke me to anger. And, behold, they are putting the branch to their nose. 18. And I also will deal with fury. My eye shall not spare, and I will not have pity. and though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them.